The Senate confirmation hearings for Secretary of State nominee Mike Pompeo took an interesting turn when Democratic Senator from New Jersey Cory Booker decided to turn the hearing into a debate on gay marriage, believe it or not. Now, while this can easily be laughed at, it does in fact reveal how much some politicians want to inject their social views into every aspect of government, including apparently foreign relations and national security. Joining us now to review how all this developed and played out is the director of the Center for Religious Liberty with the Family Research Council, Travis Weber. Thanks for being here today, Travis.
Thanks for having me on.
FRC.org, that's a website for the Family Research Council, and also get you to the Center for Religious Liberty, which, as I mentioned, Travis is the director of. This, people always say watching C-SPAN is boring, it's dry, and it's just really stale. But it's times like this when you have to watch C-SPAN because you never know who's playing left field and throws these things out in front of confirmation hearings. And I guess Cory Booker is the latest starting left fielder. How and why did this all come about? Where does this fit into a nominee for Secretary of State?
Yeah, well, that's a question for Senator Booker, I think, because Mike Pompeo was there ready to answer and hoping to speak about how he was going to address the United States foreign relations and the United States' role in leading the world in terms of human rights and defending our values globally. Cory Booker is the one who wanted to take that discussion and instead inject a litmus test for his own religious views into the situation, basically putting Mike Pompeo on the spot and forcing him, trying to get him to recant his religious views as a condition of being confirmed as Secretary of State. It was totally improper. It violated the Constitution, and it made Cory Booker look kind of foolish in the way he went about this. So, I mean, this is something that should be unacceptable, yet unfortunately it's not.
Makes you wonder if we were in 1959 instead of 1960 instead of 2018, would Booker have been one of the ones asking John Kennedy if he was going to take his orders from the Pope if he were to become president?
Yeah, there's really no difference between that, except substitute in the words being asked. In either case, it's a condition being placed upon one for one's public service, which is entirely irrelevant to the job at hand. Mike Pompeo is not the one who raised those issues at the hearing. Cory Booker is the one who raised those issues at the hearing. And he really needs to ask whether he wants his proposed religious test being applied to him or anyone else in the public square.
Didn't Booker also have a problem with when Pompeo called out the Muslim community to speak up and speak out if they see radicals within their community? Didn't Booker refer to that as racism?
Yeah, I mean, this is just more grandstanding. I mean, to look at what Mike Pompeo said and called for in regards to asking that those within the Muslim community speak out and denounce terrorism, to look at that as somehow problematic, I mean, this is kind of ridiculous. You know, I would expect the those of any religious community at all, to denounce such actions being taken in the name of religion. And there are many, thankfully, in the Muslim community who do so, yet it's entirely reasonable to continue to press towards more condemnation from within the Muslim community. So it's just grandstanding to try to use that against Mike Pompeo. I think Mike Pompeo understands the serious worldwide religious dynamics which a Secretary of State is going to have to handle in today's world, and he was willing to do that and able to grapple with that question. And so it's unfortunate, but Cory Booker is, again, just trying to use that against him.
Or is Booker using the cameras to grandstand, a lot of people think, for a 2020 presidential candidacy?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. You know, my interest is in making sure that religious freedom is protected here. And, you know, I will speak out against anyone who wants to work against and you know, adversely affect the religious freedom of someone who's trying to live out their faith while serving in the public square. Booker may have given lip service to that in the second round of his questions, but he did not depart from his own really apologize for his own horribly improper line of questioning in the first round. And so, you know, I'm really focused on that, And I think that it's entirely improper for any senator, any politician, any side of the aisle, either side of the aisle, to be engaging in this type of religious test as a condition for serving our nation.
So, Travis Weber, who is the director of the Center for Religious Liberty with the Family Research Council, FRC.org is the website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. It just seems to be a continuation, primarily on the left, although there are some on the right who had this difficulty too, but they're in the very small numbers. The inability to understand that a tenet of Christianity is the understanding of free will. I mean, here's the rule book. If you want to stray from the rule book, you certainly have the option, the opportunity to do that. I'll love you. I'll respect you. I just won't agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're just advocating for an equal place in the marketplace of ideas, an equal and level playing field in the marketplace of ideas. And it's a shame that there are many in this country who want to prevent that from happening. You know, thankfully, there are many people who would accept just a level playing field for those of differing views in our public square today, religious views or otherwise. But unfortunately, there are some who just don't want to accept that. I wonder what Senator Booker would say to those ministers and other religious people in the state of New Jersey who hold the same view that Mike Pompeo does. You know, is he going to work against their ability to play a role in the public square, and does he speak for them? You know, this is really just about the ability of one to tolerate someone with opposing views, and it seemed that Senator Booker was unwilling to do that.
Well, keep in mind, too, this is a state where a church is being prohibited from taking part in a state funding of building restorations because an atheist group sued because it would have preserved a church building. And they don't want state funds going to what they perceive to be a religious cause, although it's simply the restoration of a historic structure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of these situations, you have to look at the specific, you know, purported justification or legal basis. I mean, a lot of the legal bases are not there for these limitations on religion in the public square, but they are different situations. I mean, I think in Senator Booker's case, though, in terms of his questions, you know, clearly it was unconstitutional in addition to being improper. And this is why we are asking folks to stand with Mike Pompeo. We have a petition up at frc.org/religious test. People can go there and let the Senate know that they stand with Mike Pompeo and against this type of religious questioning. Whoever it's done to, on whatever basis, and either side of the aisle, it's improper, should not be part of the discussion of whether someone's qualified to serve the public, entirely irrelevant to that question. And so we really want people to stand here against such religious tests.
Just to further proof how well Pompeo showed himself to be, the Washington Post actually came out in support of him.
Yeah, I mean, this was good to see, you know, and I think the Post has the right angle here, which is that, look, in today's world, you've got serious threats, nuclear threats, political vacuums into which extremist terrorists are flooding into and building bases of support, rogue regimes, authoritarian regimes on the rise. These are things that Mike Pompeo was going to have to deal with. He knows that. And he was prepared to answer questions on how he would deal with them. And a lot of the hearing, he did answer such questions. Yet valuable time is being eaten up by Senator Booker's line of questioning about his personal religious beliefs. It was completely ridiculous. And I think the Post saw that Mike Pompeo's reasonable and knowledgeable and informed approach to world affairs is what's needed. And that's why they're urging that he be confirmed. I would agree with them.
It seems like Senator Booker needs a civics course, too, because when Pompeo was confirmed for Secretary of State, there's nothing he could do, say, or instigate, which would wind up banning gay marriage.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is not even part of the questions on which Booker focused with Pompeo, not even part of the job description of the Secretary of State. You know, conversely, President Obama, the Obama administration actually forced these issues, social issues, issues of sexuality, and a lot of countries worldwide, offending those countries, harming those relationships, kind of stepping outside the bounds of international relations and diplomacy and what the State Department is supposed to be accomplishing. So if anything, you have the Obama administration really stepping out here, Mike Pompeo wanting to focus on a diplomat's job, Senator Booker trying to stop him from doing so. I think, Washington Post sees that this is a reasonable person who's going to reasonably fulfill the foreign policy role and goals of the United States, and he's someone who should be confirmed as Secretary of State.
Learn more about this issue, the work of the Family Research Council, add your name to the support petition for Secretary of State nominee Mike Pompeo. Go to frc.org, and you can do all that and a lot more. We've been talking with their director of the Center for Religious Liberty with the Family Research Council, Travers Weber. Travers, thanks for your insight on this issue. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much.